Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
We're fired up to be here. Honestly, training camp here has exceeded our expectations so far in regards to the facilities. Everything is close proximity, so we're fired up. We think it's good to get away, and with that, we'll be happy to take any questions. Those guys are good, so it's just going to be a progressive stage with our coaches. So it might not be full-fledged 100% of practice. It could be, hey, we're going to do some individual, a couple periods, and just be smart with it. Build them up with their football activities.
So much of those injuries are mental as well, you know, both for the athlete, and the people evaluating them, just as far as building that up and that confidence. And we had a couple guys a year ago that we did that with in Denver. So we got a pretty good plan and pretty good track record of doing it, and so we'll ease them into it. Yeah, I think, that's the way we started them, in the off season. I don't really want to go through the whole starting lineup. That's why we have open practices. You guys will get to check it out, all right, tomorrow. He'll start there, and then I don't know where he's going to end up. I think, players pick the roster, in my opinion. How they perform, it's a performance-based business. We're all held to it. So talking about it doesn't do much, but we're going to have a set, even for game day. I explained in the spring that, we're going to go into a game with seven linemen and for five positions. So, how they cross train, how they're prepared to play different spots based on what could happen in a game. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know things do. So we're going to have to be ready for that. So guys will line up in multiple spots throughout this training camp. Well, I think, speaking from my perspective, I think, let's face it, the head coach and the quarterback get way more criticism or way more exaltment for, whatever happens on the football team. So, it's something that we've spent a lot of time, our offensive staff, myself, Ryan, in working with Jay or any other player, is all the elements of leadership, whether it's giving back, he's a very giving, caring person, in my opinion, in my short time frame with him. So, again, you're always trying to build guys, not just on the field, but off the field. And, he's done everything we've asked thus far. But one for me is stay healthy. And, I think you can look through all kind of stats, where it's all easy to look back on hindsight, but, one of the key characteristics is being healthy as a football team. And, that's something that I think we've done a lot in the preparation. I was proud of our guys. We went away for 5 weeks and we had, quote, no incidents. That's one thing I'm going to compliment them on when we meet later this afternoon. It's a good start, and, you kind of cross your fingers and go about your business. You can't worry about it, but, staying healthy is a big one in my mind.
I think, too, our team chemistry really comes together at this point in time. So seeing that develop as we go forward through this process, I'm anxious to see that.